This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Paula McIntyre has the pan on. There's a lovely smell of butter.
Yeah, that's for to fry my shin in. So
lovely. Yes, yes. So your shin, so it's a shin of beef.
Uh-huh, shin of beef.
And then, but it's kind of cured in.
Yeah, it's got brown sugar, a bit of salt, coffee, and we're using fair trade coffee because it's fair trade. And then chipotle chili, which is a smoked chili paste, or you can use dried ground chilies, but you can get the paste is good. But the thing is to get it a good rub in and then put it into a bowl, put it in the fridge, preferably overnight.
Right, this is before you cook it or anything.
This before you cook it, and then you see you get that nice sort of dark
blackness.
Was quite red, but cook it on the bone. You'll get the shin on the bone. It'll take longer to cook, but get all the flavour out of the bone. It's like a ready made stock. And then just a nice hot pan, and I just put it in.
That's
where you get this lovely smell now, because I know it sounds weird, coffee, but why not? Because it's, you know, it's, coffee's nice, isn't it? And a coffee and beef.
And it gives a
really
dark kind of a flavour to stuff. I mean, people even sometimes put chocolate in chili, if they're making
a
chili.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
Same sort of thing, and it's not, you know. So you want to just get that sealed off lovely there, so. And then you can sort of smell that coffee and chilli.
And how much would a wee lump of shin, that kind of size, be?
Well, what I cooked today, but you roughly, if you think about a kilo, it's just under a tenner, a kilo. But a kilo of shin will feed 4 people very comfortably.
Right.
So, and the thing about it is there's so much flavour in it, you don't need as much of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that nice smell now of the sort of coffee, chilli, and then the sugar in it helps it. Helps it caramelise, so you get that nice sort of seal on it. And then that's the best bit. So you put in onions, bit of celery into that, and then a splash of red wine in.
Fair trade red wine
South
as
African
well.
Fair trade red wine, and then you get that lovely waft of just sort of beef and wine, and so that's lovely. Into a casserole pot, bit of beef stock, put the lid on, and leave that for about This is how long is a piece of string.
Mm-hmm.
I made this twice this week. One took a couple hours, the other one took 3.5.
Really?
So just depends.
Because the bone? It'll take longer because of the bone?
Well, it depends on the meat, really, too.
But you want it falling off? You want the kind of meat falling off the bone?
This is the way it looks now. What I did was took it down, and then you just sort of shred it, and you get this lovely... This has got the sauce. Now, when you open it up, you'll get quite a runny sauce. That's what it's like.
This is gravy.
That's the whole onion... Everything, so I mean, you could drink that, couldn't you?
Cold gravy. that's the food of champions.
It's lukewarm, lukewarm. Yeah.
No, it is lovely.
Yeah,
you can
But then what I did, John, was take all the juices and blend them, and then you get this lovely, really nice sauce. You know, it's really thick, and then that goes in, and then boil it down a bit, and then mix it into your shin.
Uh-huh.
So that's you got lovely, you know, unctuous.
Unctuous,
yes.
That's the word of the day.
And then, right, so we're going to do rice with this. So fair trade brown rice, which I've boiled. So that takes quite a while. But remember, brown rice had this awful reputation years ago. You know, it was like, oh no, I love it. Actually,
just because it takes longer, but it does take a lot longer than the other kind of rice.
Yeah, but that's, you know, go and drink the fair trade red wine while you're waiting for it, you know. So in here I've got red pepper and onion that I've just fried in some butter, nice and gently. Could do oil, but you know, you're supporting local farmers,
absolutely,
you know, with the butter. And that's the other thing too, that I always think, we do fair trade, but you know, we've got farmers here that need our help.
Need
so
support.
Go to the butcher, buy the meat, you know, buy the butter. So, and then this, in with the cooked rice. I give that a nice sort of, I've got a few black beans as well, John, just a tin. I think black beans are lovely. They just, you know, they're just really.
So it's the rice and the black beans and the red peppers, yellow peppers, and a wee bit of butter,
give
all
that a wee stir
smushed
around. Yeah, and that's it. And then we'll just let that warm up. And the other thing, just, you don't have to do this, but I just sort of think it's nice, is it would be pumpkin seeds. And they're fantastically good for you, you know, they're full of zinc, so we have to keep our immune systems up at the moment, you know. Not mentioning anything, but so I just fried them off until they popped in a bit of oil, and then just some smoked paprika, wee bit of sea salt, and lots of chopped parsley. So that's going to go over the top. So if we take our rice, look, that's quite well cooked now. And you see the thing about that there too with the rice, John, you get that lovely, you know, when you use butter, like everything's better with butter, but sometimes rice can be a wee bit bland, you know. We cook it in a bit of butter, it's, you know,
it's a wee bit of salt in it, you see that kind of,
it's lovely.
So that's the rice with the black beans and the red
and
peppers,
and a nice big lump of the
dollop
beef.
Of the, oh, look at that.
Dollop of the beef on top, and then a few of the wee seeds
for crunchiness,
just for a bit of crunchiness, and that's it really.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.